Blog Talk Radio.
Black House Sound B, man. If it wasn't for the hip hop workshop, you know what I'm saying? That worked out. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Okay. We work. How it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back.
Do
we
work? Line.
I'm on a different channel, until we work. Got Motley spitting verses, until we work. I Motley music surfing, look like no commercial. Show when they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, Art McCoy was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland Fest, we going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind. On the day we grind, too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said take heed to stop for taking over. Cleveland talent is cold, yeah. And Ted opening up his doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards, you think I learned about third boy? We don't support Cleveland artists, in which you so concerned for. None of you wanna try it, this show really become a third boy. Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the badge. We work, how it be the hip hop workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the badge. We work, how.
EZ Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chess House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EZ Theater. The first hip-hop show at the Calling Post building. Our photos made the plain dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, poppin' Willie. In his wheelchair, after real, brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Londie, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme. Back to the future, back into time. Truth Cap, Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's bald head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Flow from Chemical Ali. Big Queen of Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the badge. We work. How it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the badge. We work. Out.
When I first started out.
Hey, I'm starting out this way because I know for a fact we have so many people on the phone lines. I'm going to get to them. Basically, immediately, what we started off with was from, I believe, that second CD. It was The Sheriff. That's it, Sheriff Kilroy. The Sheriff is the hip-hop workshop. We're talking about it because one's coming up. I'll be to the phone lines probably within just about 2 to 3 minutes as I welcome you all once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 30. And for those sending in music or anything to emaxxradio@gmail.com, you can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Twitter, Alfred Porter Jr. 1. That man, MAN is abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. JR period. For those who are listening to us, Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to do what the 216-205-216-400 and the 702 area codes have done. You can call 646-478-0944. You can also YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. He has so much music, the groups do. That's where it's at. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Also, disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back and press one. Before I go to the 216-205-216-400, the 702 area code with the 609, 216-209, I'll give you a top 10 in music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday in our region. Starting off at number 10, Facebook, celebrate Milton Friedman's birthday with the Cuyahoga Libertarians. Number 9, you can Facebook Cuyahoga County Family Fun Day, which will be 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Cleveland Public Square this coming Thursday. Bring out your family for that. Number 8, you can Facebook the Summer 2019 Beach Party, Jasmine the Model. That's Wednesday at 3 p.m. at Edgewater. Wow, it's going to be hot down there all day. Number 7, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Number 207, more on that just a little while. That's why we started off with the track. Number 6, Solutions in East Cleveland, which was held last Friday. More on that just a little while. Number 5, you could Facebook Faith's birthday party. A lot of things happen there. Number 4, you could Facebook Avery's birthday barbecue and pool party, which was at Edgewater Park. Activists and others were there. There were so many different groups like Justice for Katie, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Black Lives Matter Cleveland. It was just so many different people there. Number 3, Facebook, the Spotlight Cleveland Talent Search Grand Finale, which was held last Saturday, the Spotlight Social Center. Number 2, biggest jump was Facebook because a lot of people came out of different walks. The Elements of Hip Hop Party last Wednesday. More on that just a little while. Where else can you get a gigantic love bus? And number 1, the 150th Cleveland Public Library Superior Avenue Celebration. You had Fatty Banks, CGS the past Saturday. It was large. Shut down the street for it. There we go. Let me see what's going on before I go to the 216-205. Let's see what's up with the 216-400. 216-400, what's happening with you out there?
Just
216-400.
Right.
Oh shoot, there's a party going on. I wonder if they're all watching the Bachelorette finale. That makes things very interesting. But for all, everybody else on the phone line, please, I appreciate what the last phone caller did. They just let you know up front. Hey, look, this is one of the disclaimers I put out there. If you're not able to talk, that's all right. All you have to do is don't say anything. You don't have to hang up. You'll go back on hold. You can listen to the show. And that's a beautiful thing in itself. I'm going to go here to 216-205. You've been waiting so patiently. How you doing out there? 216-205. 216-205.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. This is way too long. I was just giving you a call, checking in with you tonight.
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, since you did call, please tell us what's going on with you, because I heard your name, got a chance to chop it up with you for a little while. You are from our region. You went to California. You came back to do some major things. Who are you once again, and what are some of the things that you do?
Oh, yeah. So I'm Wade T. Long. I'm currently in Los Angeles. I currently live in Los Angeles. I'm originally from Cleveland. Came back to work on a little bit of music and also hit up the community. A little bit of help and a little bit of education regarding my new nonprofit, which is Grace Emergency Missions. So I'm having a good time being back at home this week.
I feel you. What is Grace Emergency Missions?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So Grace Emergency Missions, I call it GEM for short. It's an organization that I'm in the process of putting together for disaster relief for underserved people group. And when I say underserved people groups, I'm basically referring to Black and Brown people who, in the aftermath of disasters, usually do not receive the assistance that some of the other people do receive.
Wow. That is deep. It is deep. And it's straight to the point. No beating around the bush, because you were given examples of a couple of disasters where we seem to be left in the wayside. So could you please speak on that a little bit?
Yeah. So when you said that, I think about Hurricane Katrina, where the levees broke, but ahead of time, people were they were aware that the levees were not strong enough to hold such an impact that a Hurricane Katrina might cause. I'm talking about the Puerto Rico hurricane a couple of years back, where there was a bit of a delay, and where our president didn't actually seem to understand that Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, so it needed the same assistance as any other place in the United States would receive. Talking about those types of things, I'm talking about Flint, Michigan, where people have known for years the situation with the water and what it could turn to, and I really don't have another way to say it, but the slowness in responding to something like that. Mm. If there were situations, if there were ways to preventative measures, I'll say, to take care of that ahead of time, we could avert a lot of these disasters and save a lot of lives. So that's what I'm in it for.
Man, I'm going to, I know there are a lot of people out there listening, they probably want to know how to get in touch with you on those things. But I have to ask you just a couple of questions. The first question is, when you realize this needed to be done? What caused you to think about that?
That's a great question. So I've been pondering doing disaster relief for years. And as I began to do more research on it, I would say in the past year, I wanted to center in on what was most important and who was the most needy. And what I found out is a lot of times when disasters happen, a lot of the funds are allocated toward places that probably are in a better situation to take care of themselves. And so it reminded me of those situations that I just mentioned. And I was like, we need to figure out how to take care of the people who need assistance the most in dire times. And so that's kind of where I started thinking about those lines. Yes, sir.
Got you. And if people want to find out more about that one project
you
just spoke on, how can they contact you?
The easiest way is at GE Missions, and they can do that Twitter, they can do that Instagram, and you can also do Grace Emergency Missions on Facebook. Just hit Grace Emergency Missions in a search bar to take you right to our page.
Thank you. And now, about this music. How long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music probably since I've been doing music, singing a little bit since I was three. I've kind of gotten away from the singing portion a bit over the past few years. Mm-hmm. Started writing when I was probably about six, producing in my teens and just kind of carrying that on through my adult ages here. And I've always had family here and always known some artists here. So it's always good to come back home and get some work in with the people I'm most familiar with in my hometown.
I appreciate it. How can people find some of your music, please?
Currently, I don't have anything that's currently released, but stay in touch. I'm working on some big projects with some big people. I can't really go into all the details yet because not everything is solidified or finalized. But what you guys can do, if you want to reach me, my Twitter and my Instagram is at Wade C. Long. And my Facebook is at Wade C. Long. Go ahead and follow and check out what I got going on. Got some interesting things, and I'll be sure to update you guys on there.
Thank you so much. May you enjoy the rest of your stay in the city. We look forward to seeing you at different events. No problem.
Right.
Talk to you soon, brother. And
thank you. Appreciate you having
feels,
me.
Hey, no problem. Feel free to hold a line because – before I go to some of the other phone callers, I would be remiss if I didn't at least let people know certain things that were coming through so you can feel free to be a part of it. Because my thing is this, I'm very thankful that once again, coming up this particular Saturday, if anybody does want to go through and check out the, I will say, Facebook page, you can, as it's none other than Black on Black Crime, Inc., INC, period, Hip Hop Workshop, number 207, and other events. For those who may not have heard, this coming Saturday, August the 3rd, that's Saturday, August the 3rd, you can feel free to join us because 1899 Berkman Hall, formerly Main Classroom Building, but the address is 1899 Berkman Hall, you can enter inside from East 22nd, either Chester or Euclid Avenue, large room number 136, 1:45 to 6 p.m., the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean but keep it clean, radio edits from rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ, dollar rock, tributes. We'll also have, of course, Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, also his performances. You know how nice they are. You will also have the Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher, and guest will be Cyrus D. Adams of the Law TV Network. We will also have EP from voiceitradio.com. It'll also be a spotlight on the elements of hip hop party that will also be coming up the following Saturday on August 10th. So it looks like it will be very interesting, plus a lot of giveaways, CDs, DVDs of knowledge. So I just wanted to throw that out there at people, let you know what's going on. I will look forward to seeing you there in the place to be. I know a lot of people probably didn't tune in to hear my loud mouth. So since that's the case, let me go and check out people who've been on the phone line for maybe a little bit longer than they should have. So I'm going to go and check out, here's a area code 702 with a 609 attached to it. Area code 702, how you doing out there?
I'm doing just fine, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Talk to me, brother. What's new for you?
Not a whole lot. Just to give you a bit of a tidbit of information there, that 702 number is still a Las Vegas, Nevada number. That is their main area code. I chose to go ahead and call in just to listen in because I'm on the job right now. I didn't prepare, you know, any news or anything. But if you have anything for me, if you have any questions or concerns for me, just you go ahead and shoot while you got me on the line.
Man, you know something? I am going to ask you because for those who don't know you, the avid, you are really not just hip-hop, your music head, music fan. What caused you to be so heavily, you know, pushing into music? When did you feel like, hey, this is the time and this is what I want to do? Because I know you as a producer, I've watched you do your steps. S1W is definitely proud of you, brother. You keep that phase of hip-hop alive. So when did it become like serious for you that you said, yep, I have to get in it?
Okay, short history. I mean, I've been like spinning my mama's records since I was 8 years old. I sang with both the elementary school choir and my church choir. Fifth Christian Church is right down the street from where I grew up. My mother kind of gave me history on our family. Apparently, on my grandmother's side, my mother's side, and her two sisters, they were all performers. So when it comes to music, I would have to say that it's genealogical for me. She says, you know, all the time, she says, I come from good stock. So I have been trying to break out for years. I mean, but a few things got in the way. I joined the service. I got married. I had children. But I've been a writer since 1985, and I've dabbled in production since 1990. So it's all about running into the right people and meeting the right people. And I think personally those connections stem back, you know, 4 or 5 years are now coming to fruition. So, you know, they say good things come to those who wait. In September, I'll be 48. I'm coming fresh out the gate.
I'm in. You are, too. And I can say I appreciate this phone call from you, and if anybody wants to catch up with you, what's the best way to do it, brother?
Well, my Facebook page is Mike Carter II. You can see me. I was actually sitting in the waiting room of the Fashion Show Mall for a job interview, so I'm wearing like a gray on gray suit and tie, you know, clean shaven, and my shiny bald head. That's where you can find me.
There it is. Thank you so much, brother. And please feel free to hold a line. Got a few other things to get into, and I'm pretty sure we'll have some other people who will call it in with some interesting conversation.
Yes, sir. I'll be right here.
Thank you so much. You know something, that is my brother, a man called Hawk. And before I go to the 216-209-216-632 and the 440 area code, I once again said it, and I mean it, it's very serious. I'm thankful when people do take the time to call in to the program just because you all make up the show. I'm thankful the creator allowed me to be able to have a show. But something that was said, I thought it was very interesting now. A brother by the name of Justyn Anderson, he put out a letter that I thought was very interesting. Now, people have heard him talk on this program. They've seen him actually Northeast Ohio, Young Black Democrats. He's very active in the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club. Very, very powerful member of Euclid NAACP, and it's the letter that's been like a shot heard around the world. Now, Justyn Anderson's letter said, in part, I spent the last year helping Cassandra McDonald build a Euclid chapter of the NAACP to support the city's residents in their civil rights battles with violent Euclid police. Instead of joining our fight against police brutality, the Cleveland NAACP's leadership spent the last year fighting the existence of the Euclid NAACP chapter. There can be NAACP chapters in neighboring cities like Lorain, Elyria, and Oberlin, but Attorney James Hardiman wants there to be only one in Cleveland, despite the chapter's reputation of raising money to not fight for civil rights. The Cleveland chapter exists to shake down corporations for cash in exchange for shutting down discussions about their civil rights violations. After a year fighting us instead of fighting for civil rights, Attorney James Hardiman is still trying to shut the Euclid NAACP chapter down. Ohio State President Tom Roberts has been trying to get Euclid NAACP to stop operating. After a year of obstructing our efforts to organize, he didn't sign off on our application for a charter. The national NAACP leadership signed off, but not Uncle Tom. He joined Mr. Hardiman's effort to stop the Euclid chapter from forming. What neither Mr. Hardiman nor Uncle Tom can brag about is an NAACP civil rights achievement anywhere in Ohio. They're leading no discussions on, and this is what caught me off guard. It said, they're leading no discussions on facial recognition technology used by police that's being banned as a civil rights violation in other cities. The greatest civil rights violation in Cleveland history is the miseducation of the city's school children. But no words from the NAACP leader who led the lawsuit that brought us forced busing in 1977 and destroyed neighborhood schools. Mr. Hardeman's too busy trying to close another NAACP chapter instead of fighting for civil rights. I don't know what Mr. Hardeman thinks he's accomplished. The individuals who joined the Euclid NAACP chapter chose it because we didn't want to deal with Mr. Hardeman's mindset of suppressing civil rights voices. He does not control. We saw the Cleveland NAACP chapter as an ineffective organization that had long ago gained a reputation of selling out civil rights for donations. We wanted to be connected to the NAACP, but not the Cleveland chapter in which the public had lost confidence. Now, I want no involvement with the Cleveland NAACP chapter, but I'm still going to fight for the civil rights of the people in our community. Mr. Hardeman is a small-minded man, and I see why Cleveland civil rights advancements have been non-existent now that he's demonstrated to other civil rights activists how he thinks. He spent the last year fighting the creation of other NAACP chapters where local residents wanted to organize to correct wrongs in their communities instead of fighting for their civil rights. After a year, Mr. Hardeman's only civil rights accomplishment is to prevent another NAACP chapter from forming. Now, as I look at some of what's being said here, I have to be very blunt and say that I think it's interesting myself as I add this in. I'm going to at least, I'll say, finish out the letter. It's just three more paragraphs, people. But Justin Anderson did say that we wanted to be connected to the NAACP, but not the Cleveland chapter in which the public had lost confidence. Now, I want no involvement with the Cleveland NAACP chapter, but I'm still going to fight for the civil rights of the people in our community. Mr. Hardeman is a small-minded man, and I see why Cleveland civil rights advancements have been non-existent now that he's demonstrated to other civil rights activists how he thinks. He spent the last year fighting the creation of other NAACP chapters where local residents wanted to organize to correct wrongs in their communities instead of fighting for their civil rights. After a year, Mr. Hardeman's only civil rights accomplishment is to prevent another NAACP chapter from solving the problem of Euclid's violent police. The next time your civil rights are violated in Euclid by its police, think about all the time Mr. Hardeman spent fighting to stop us from dealing with them. NAACP Cleveland, Ohio Conference, NAACP. Justin Anderson's words were so strong, people, that I want people to think, especially in our region. There have been a lot of maybe accomplishments that I've seen from the Cleveland NAACP here and there, but make no mistake about it, during 137 shots, when I went to the Cleveland NAACP meetings, they did tell you how to act in court so you won't get thrown out of court so you can do a court watch, but not enough time was spent on where do we go from here. How do we hold the mayor? How do we hold city council? How do we hold other people at least responsible and accountable for some egregious errors, not just there, but in the school system in Cleveland and a few other things? That didn't happen. And it was very refreshing to see the Euclid NAACP come out. But to think, how can you at least get out there and maybe in certain areas, how could I as a person who's involved in activism or advocacy, how can I get out there and tell young people or gang members, hey, love your brother from St. Clair, love your brother from Superior, love your brothers and sisters in Garden Valley, down the way. Respect them, let them be able to do things, work together. And then if I see somebody building up another brand, squash them instead of saying, that's my brother and sister. If you don't set that example, then how the hell are you going to expect young people to I don't know. I'm going to take this 216-209 phone call. But my luck, it's probably somebody from the Cleveland NAACP threatening to boycott me. Anyway, 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. From all those who don't know, I'm going to get right to it. I'm going to follow through on what you were just last talking about. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this very bluntly. To all the Sambo people that believe that the things that we put in place from our forefathers is destroying us and it's not helping us, and they believe that people in the city think it is a failing entity, then the next time you get discriminated against, don't try to run and come back black now. Don't try to run into any one of those programs that was put in place to help you when you've been discriminated against. Go on and help those people that you've been helping out. And I'm saying this because people have this thing that's going on as of late, and I'm saying as of late, within the last past 3 or 4 years, only being black when it's convenient.
Ooh.
And I have to address this because long as it's not a problem with what you got going on or with your operation going on, then you can carry on with whatever you've been carrying on. But the moment it kind of distracts any one of your little things that you have going on, you have a problem because it's interrupting your money. Well, let me give a little bit of notation to something that goes on. You know, you can't just go out and think, oh, I'm black today and white tomorrow, or my money's white, or all those little stupid sayings that people be saying to disengage from black people. But I'm gonna get you some real news. You know, it's something a little wrong with all of us. That's why we're in this situation.
Right.
Now. And until we stand up and really face it head on, we're gonna keep having this problem where they dismissing the case. And nobody's responsible for 137 shots. They got to keep on dismissing the cases where they have supervisors not supervising the police properly, and people chase.
Right.
And no way in the world should you chase somebody through 3 cities and tell me that that is not a health hazard for someone. They went through 3 cities, and it's not a health problem. It's not detrimental to someone's health? Come on. I don't want to go too far into that because that's not why I called. I called because we have some great videos up.
Okay.
We got a few by Goldie, Honesty Blade, Tay Wall, Max Spit. We got a lot of videos going on, and I'm also working with a new artist right now, and it'll be up in within the next week or two. And we got a lot more coming. We also dropped a video a few months back called Freedom Riders.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Mike Carter's still on the line, but shout out to you because I haven't heard from you in a long time, and I will inbox you the video so you can check that out.
Okay.
And we have a lot more coming. We've just been busy shooting and editing videos and getting ready for the next chapter. So, for all those who want to check out some videos, you can go to YouTube and type in BLAQODESSYTV or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with the same name, Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY, Black Odyssey.
Appreciate it. Please hold the line, sir, and I'll appreciate that.
I sure will. No problem.
No problem. No problem. I got to look up something from you. I also want to, before I go to the next phone caller, and I have a few of them on there, and I feel good to hear that. It's the Elements of Hip Hop Party 7/24/19, which is still on Facebook. Last week, it happened last Wednesday. You can go and see a few Facebook Lives and other things like that, and it featured Band in the Street. Sheriff Kilroy, HS Music, was the DJ at the Red Lion Tattoo and Cuts on 4030 St. Clair. People will be back on August the 10th from, I believe, noon to 4 p.m. You also had Loving Kindness Cleveland. The Love Bus was there. Man Called Hulk, Vanessa's Fashions, Down Solid Entertainment, The Spot, Sid Allen Journalist, Live from the Garage, GMS Hood Famous TV, Headlines and Headaches, Flow Masters, Rich Lucky. You had a couple of brothers doing that R&B soul singing. Joe Little of the Rude Boys, Silver Beast Entertainment, Royalty Roundtable, Thunder Roar Music Group, Days One, Capital Kush. It was so many people there. Because of it being a couple of birthday parties there, Malik X Mom, Live from the Garage, she's scheduled to be on a week from tomorrow on voiceitradio.com. 5 p.m. is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is on voiceitradio.com. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Also, last Friday, Solutions in East Cleveland, featuring by request, East Cleveland Vice President of City Council, Ern Smith, asked a lot of people to come through, personal invitations. He gave this keynote address, speaker, that's what he did. You had people from Black Lives Matter Cleveland, GMS Hood Famous TV, Own Shakespeare, Suave, Team Goldstein, or Team Bev Goldstein, rather, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Eastside News was invited. Man in the Street moderated. We handed out a letter. I'll take the time to read that letter later on in the program. It'll be going through East Cleveland and Cleveland. I read it briefly, but what I will do is go back to the Spot Youth Empowerment Series who showed up at the Elements Hip Hop Party on August 9th, 2019. Rights and Voting. There'll be student rights, police interactions, voting rights, importance of voting. The Spot Youth Empowerment Series youth ages 15 to 25 register and attend for your chance to receive a $20 gift card. Lunch will be provided. The location on August the 9th, 2019, where youth the ages of, once again, 15 to 25 young people. Location, the Temple of Praise SDA Church. 1895 Green Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44121. I believe August 9th, that will be a morning event from maybe 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you want to be in for more information or registration, Tara LaWanda Aaron at 216-323-6049. That's 216-323-6049. She did ask me to be there. It'll be a cappella when it comes to dealing with your rights and other things like that from the young people's perspective. Now that I have all these extra folks on the phone line, let me at least do the right thing and go to this 216-632. How you doing out there? 216-632. Going once. Going twice. And I appreciate it because at least thank you before I go to the other couple of phone callers because I always appreciate when you all take me up on that other offer. And that offer is disclaimer number 3. You may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line, see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, you can call back and press 1. But I appreciate you because if you can't talk, instead of just being rude and hanging up, you just say, I'm either at work or doing something else. And then you listen to the show, and I appreciate those people who do listen in. You make up the show when you speak because the creator allowed this show to be for a reason. It's not for me to just run my big mouth. Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, east 152nd, St. Clair Intersection, and Euclid Avenue. For those who may be vehicle challenged, number 1, number 37, and the number 28 bus pass by this coming Wednesday, 7:15 p.m., Mariah Crenshaw from Chasing Justice LLC will speak about what she feels may have caused the problems in 137, why the jury reached the verdict that they did. That's number 1. And number 2, Brother Wade T. Long will be in the building. I'm looking forward to that particular thing. A brother from California will share some ideas Before I go to the people who've been on the phone line, I have two now. 440, I'll be coming to, followed by the 216682. The letter that's being distributed is, my name is Alfred Porter Jr., and I feel like I'm the dumbest man in Cuyahoga County or the craziest man in Northeast Ohio because I refuse to forget about the 137 shots murder of two unarmed African-Americans on November 29, 2012. It's part of a coalition that went to meetings at churches in Cleveland, to meetings at Shaw High School in East Cleveland, as well as various libraries and meeting halls, took part in vigils and helped schedule press conferences and protests alongside the grieving Russell and Williams family, attended Cleveland City Hall hearings, listened to Attorney General Mike DeWine say systemic failure. We were there when only one police officer lost his job and the police union refused to acknowledge any wrongdoing by their officers and are still fighting for that officer's job back, but I digress. The thing is, nobody took responsibility for the marauding officers and almost 100 cars, 100 police cars who chased brother Russell and sister Williams from downtown Cleveland to the west side, down to Steel Yard Commons, across the freeway to the east side of Cleveland, and into East Cleveland without a warning to East Cleveland Dispatch, which shows total disrespect to East Cleveland residents. Cleveland police supervisors are guilty of dereliction of duty for two reasons. A, they did not call off the chase, and B, they did not call for the pursuing officers to stand down, and they did not alert the historic city of East Cleveland to at least be ready to stop the car being pursued. Any other time, East Cleveland police are notified to continue a car chase, apprehend the suspects, and Cleveland sends someone to pick the suspect or suspects up from the East Cleveland jail. Instead of complaining, I will follow the examples of those such as Councilman Kevin Conwell of Cleveland, who worked with Zach Reed when they were unhappy with the prosecutor and judge who let Brillo off for his role in the 137 shots. They circulated letters which A, caused Tim McGinty to lose his job as city prosecutor, and B, caused Judge John P. O'Donnell to lose his bid to become an Ohio Supreme Court judge, plus the Committee of Social Justice, who have a petition to end arbitration as we know it, was started as a direct result of this travesty. If we're going to protest in the streets, we must protest and march to the polls. My name is Alpha Porter Jr., Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, and I approve this message, which goes along with the fact that at this coming Wednesday's meeting, we will have the petition to end arbitrators' bias in favor of police due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public. We, the underlying, advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice. Now, let's go to the 440. You've waited, 440, area code 830. You're probably calling to tell me that you wish somebody would petition and end this show on a Monday night. 440-830, how are you doing out there?
Awesome. Greetings, Brother Al. This is Major Taps, Proprietor ENT. Read that back again. You said about the arbitration paper.
Oh, hello? Yes. In other words, that arbitration paper, which people can sign this coming Wednesday, due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, /the public, we the underlying advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Go ahead, Major Taps.
Bet. I'm definitely awesome. I will definitely be there Wednesday. Definitely got to sign the paper. We got to get as many people as we can out to sign that paper that really
I'm see, in.
That see the nonsense is going on. How many signatures do you need?
You know something?
You know,
from what I'm looking at, they seem like they wanted to make sure they had at least 50,000 signatures, and they've been working on this for a couple of years, so I believe they have their goal for that to turn
okay,
in.
Okay, yeah.
So
okay, clearly.
We're in the end roll.
Everybody, we gotta get it going and stuff. I was just coming up with a suggestion just to see the reaction and the fact that, you know, this Cheeto clown office and stuff like that, you know, he's trying to earn some type of rank as far as we're trying to put some type of way to get, you know, A$AP Rocky out. You know, I mean, people know about A$AP Rocky. You know, he's locked up
in a different country.
So, I mean, just to see the reaction and stuff, let's see what if we can get a petition as far as signing a paper and get a petition signature as far as we're passing something to him and see what the reaction is, see what he, because, you know, the situation with the 137 shots, that never got really any national news. You know, you never even seen that on CNN. You know, they talked about Fidel Castro, they talked about the brother that got choked up in NY, though. For some strange reason, Tim Melissa's situation never hit the news, and then for us to come back, a couple weeks ago with the verdict as far as with the supervisors not even being indicted on misdemeanor charges, you know, it just goes to show, it's like, we Cleveland covering up a bunch of mess, and the NAACP here in Cleveland, yeah, it's a bunch of bogus nonsense and stuff like that. And, yeah, I believe in the whole accepting donations just to show civil rights and things of that nature. That's not right, because that's been going on. I'm sure it hasn't just been going, just started happening. It's been happening and stuff, you know.
Right.
Yeah, us, you know, especially us in DMV, yeah, we got people all around the Cleveland community area and stuff like that. They really love their community and stuff like that. Yeah, you need to get this thing going. So, like, this Wednesday, yeah, come on out to Kipling, you know, and sign that petition. You know, that's a start, you know, because, like I said, we was out there, you know, wishing for, like, going for a fair verdict and stuff like that, and like the jury, I don't know what the jury was on, you know, this is crazy.
Right.
Like I said, the one brother from Brother Odyssey, he hit it right on point. He was like, you know, he said it in a way of, it's like, we be doing it to ourselves, like, it's we gotta figure out the problem with us first and be able to, you know what I'm saying, be able to step up to the plate and target that go ahead at it and stuff like that. Because, like I said, we had an all-black jury. Now, this
yes.
is the race card. We had an all-black jury and stuff like that. And a person, anybody that's black, you know what I'm saying, that's been through some type of, you know what I'm saying, nonsense or some racist brutality or this life in general and stuff, they know how it is to be black, you know what I mean? So it's like, can't play two sides and stuff. Don't be black one day and be white the next day. That's what Brother Falon, Black Odyssey, was saying, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a bunch of nonsense. And as long as we allow that to happen, they're going to keep on trying to do it. So I'm excited for the workshop this week, you know, the workshop, you know.
Cool,
I'm going to be
cool,
here most
cool.
definitely and stuff like that. I got some new material.
Is the video out?
No.
Good.
No, the video not out yet. We still doing some more editing and things of that nature. We still got to do some more scenes with that and stuff like that. Right now, this
beautiful.
Still been in the lab. Like, I've been in the lab, like, working on some new material. I've been recuperating, too, because my leg, I put a muscle in my groin. So I've been, like, around the house for a minute, though. I should be back with it. I'm walking around the house now, you know. So yeah,
that's
most
good.
Definitely.
And we look forward to seeing this Wednesday.
Most definitely.
And
right,
this
John.
And this coming week at the Hip Hop Workshop. Thanks, brother.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Peace. And before I play any music and before I go to the 216-682 that has been so patient on the line, I would like to at least just say that maybe I should tell people that if you want to Facebook the event that's got men, sometimes brothers do have to stand up. So you'll see Brother Art McCoy, Art McCoy's University of Common Sense radio show, as well as Black on Black Crime Incorporated. If you check out the Facebook page called Activist Protest Outside Cuyahoga County Jail in Cleveland, Ohio, Brother Fred Barkley, Facebook Live, Facebook Fred or Fred Barkley Live Group, Art McCoy, University of Common Sense radio show, as well as Sheriff Porter. That'll be Thursday, August 15th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Cuyahoga County Justice Center on the Lakeside Steps. It's going to be very, very interesting indeed for the simple fact that the protest has been put up. It says so. The event page was put up by Alpha Porter Jr. of Black Owned Black Crime Incorporated, Cleveland activist Art McCoy, Alpha Porter Jr. and Fred Barkley. Strong black men who've been in the trenches for decades will lead this necessary protest with support for men and women who are organizers of this event. Now, I could say a lot more about it, but I would say that you would probably check out the at least page itself so that you can find out other stories, other things that are going along, including the case of Sheila McFarlane and why her family members would be there to help represent her. I'm going to go because it's been so nice and peaceful. I'm going to go to that 216-682. You've been so patient, and we appreciate it. How you doing out there?
Doing amazing. Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're all over the internet. As a matter of fact, about a year ago, Father's Lives Matter found out about a baby who was beat by his own biological father, bit all over his body. So we started seeking on the internet the mom, and we've been backing up the mom ever since. You know, one thing that the Cuyahoga County prosecutors try to do is they try to give him a 2-year probation and let him walk for almost killing his own son, but yet they sent a blackmail away for 20 years to life for not laying a finger on a child. We held a protest, and Lord and behold, they withdrew that claim. And I'm proudly, you know, very happy today. We went to court. And the father is actually doing 3 years with no good time behavior. When he gets out, he'll be on 3 years post-release control. And Father's Lives Matter is going to be backing the mom for a lifetime suspension of all visitation rights and filing for child support on behalf of the mom. So, you know, racism is real, folks. It really is. And it's a shame that we have to go down there and protest to get our government officials to apply the rules and the law to all races, all colors, nationalities. But we have to do that. We have to keep them on their toes. If we went down there and did that protest, you would have had a Caucasian walking away from us, killing his kid, man. It's absolutely unacceptable. We can't have that. So, you know, we're going to continue to fight. And today, that victory for Father's Lives Matter, all that did was pour gas into our engine that's already running, because now we're going after every child abuser, every person that neglects, and every prosecutor. We're making sure they stay on their toes and do the right thing, no matter what your color is, your sex, or your religion. The rules and laws need to apply all across the board, and they need to be fair.
I agree, and I appreciate you for that. I have to ask you, first of all, before I ask for information on how they can contact you, how do you feel about the fact that, you know, the Cuyahoga County is to pay up to $550,000 to defend the former jail director, warden, in lawsuits where the warden, Eric Ivey, who's, you know, he's now demoted jail warden, Eric Ivey, as well as former jail director Ken Mills, the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office will receive up to $550,000 for the City of Cleveland to pay for outside lawyers to defend those two. And Dave Lambert, Chief of the Civil Division, the Prosecutor's Office, told Cleveland.com his office needed to hire outside lawyers to avoid a conflict of interest, given that Mills and Ivy are also facing criminal charges related to the jails. I got to ask you, how do you feel about this one, especially with the stop the coalition to stop the inhumanity at the county jails, and the fact that the sheriff went in front of Cuyahoga County Council, refused to answer any questions? What are your feelings?
Very offended. We have a broken Department of Children and Family Services building. We have a broken jail system. We have homeless people all over the street, and we're taking taxpayers' money. That's absolutely insane. The Jimmy DeMora is still running rampant all across Cuyahoga County. I don't care what anybody says. He's not gone. He's still running this county. And it's stuff like that. It's causing children and, you know, women to be killed. These abandoned buildings, we're having kids and women tortured, raped, and killed inside of these abandoned buildings. I know a little girl who's 12 years old coming home from school. That actually happened to her. I was with the father on Father's Day. But instead of taking this money and apply it to fix the broken system, they're doing that. I mean, that's insane. So, especially the jail system, you know, I've said time and time again, I don't see how it is you're getting heroin inside of Cuyahoga County Jail when inmates are searched, strip searched, before they even walk through the door of the jail. You know, and then you're having 9 deaths with no explanation. I mean, it's just all corruption, and this plays right into that corruption. Armand Budish, I can almost bet that he's responsible for a lot of it, considering that he offered $5,000 to a Baptist church to award him a humanitarian award so he would look good in front of the media. I mean, who does that? That's guy's corrupt. He needs to be thrown in jail. So, by the way, if there's anybody that's willing to protest that, Father's Lives Matter is more than happy to join with that. I think that needs to be protested and rallied. I mean, something has to be done. That's our money. It's your money. It's my money. It's everybody's money in Cuyahoga County that they're doing that with. I mean, it's just not right.
I appreciate that. I think by you putting it in the universe, we kind of know what we'll be seeing soon. So thank you very much, brother.
Great.
And how can they
anybody
reach out
needs,
to you?
Father's Lives Matters on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You could actually call me at 216-682-8341. Our phones never shut off. And Father's Lives Matter has one goal that we accomplished today, and we proved it. We're here for justice for all, no matter your sex, race, religion, you know, whatever, no matter what your beliefs are. We don't discriminate. We back everybody, and it's justice for all.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate you.
Thanks. God bless. Take care, brother.
And God bless. And as he goes back on hold, let me take the time, because this is one of those things we have to keep doing on top of everything. Keep praying. Black Odyssey. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'ma keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing 2 murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, that the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, you keep praying, yeah, no matter what, you lose.
for those who don't know, check out 14 Pounds featuring Alfred Porter Jr. I was interviewed by Eric Magnus, a.k.a. King Solomon Kane, 14 Pounds. And for those who are wondering, what is 14 pounds? It's the weight of a sledgehammer. It's time to play the game for real, though. And we talked about a couple of interesting subjects, including, well, some of y'all just refuse to use social media the right way, as well as a couple of other things. 25 years I've known of King Solomon Kane, and just being able to talk freely. So that's an enjoyable one. Catch you all at some of the different activities coming up. Hey, may the Creator continue to keep you all. I look forward to fellowshipping, working along the side of a lot of people. We're going to keep it going. Talk to you soon. Peace.